This is Chuck Chat Freestyle for August 12th, Dog Days of Podcasting, Season 4, Episode 9. And it is a beautiful morning in sunny Phoenix, Arizona. Watching the pool cleaner do its thing as I sit in the poolside gazebo. We had not one, but two storms yesterday. One about 10:30 in the morning. Blew around a lot of leaves. Big dust storm came through. The technical name for those is Haboob. And we had another one about 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night. And of course, the phone has National Weather Service alerts and Amber alerts and things, and it makes that emergency notification system, you know, that real annoying klaxon. Well, both mine and Donna's phone went off just as I was dozing off to sleep last night. Oh man, another kid get lost, stolen, or hijacked, which is always a terrible thing. Nope, just another storm coming through. So just as you're falling asleep, here comes the rain and the wind banging on the skylight. So the pool cleaner is doing a wonderful job cleaning the sediment and stuff off of the bottom of the pool. It's a gorgeous morning. That wasn't my personal note. Gotta check the notes. Personal note, oh, that was one of them. Okay. Had a massage yesterday for the first time since May. Very well needed. I get lots of knots in my back and neck, and it is painful. Painful to drive, painful to take a walk, painful to do whatever. The only thing they can't cure at the massage parlor, because it's not really a knot, is my partially herniated disc between L4 and L5, which is starting to stiffen up again in the morning. And that one's a little more major. It hasn't really gotten worse, but every once in a while I need to get a steroid injection just to numb it up, relax it again, and I'm good for anywhere from a few months to a few years. And I think it's been a couple of years since I've had that last done, but it was done in Appleton, and I had to go to the doctor and get a referral, and I just don't want to go through all that again today, or in Phoenix. I may put it on my list of things to discuss with the doctor at my next annual, which was right after the first of the year, so I'm not exactly right around the corner from it, but it's not debilitating. It's just stiff in the morning, go to feed the cats, bend down, and go, oh, man. And usually this little walk in the morning helps loosen it up for a bit. Doesn't help that my job is mostly sitting in a chair at a computer. Excuse me for that. All right, on to today's topic. Today's topic is the TV series from BBC called Orphan Black. I think it's from the BBC. I always saw commercials for it when I was watching Doctor Who, and finally got around to watching it. I forgot who recommended this to me, but it is very good. Very good. It reminds me a bit of Dollhouse, because you've got one actress playing multiple parts, and she plays them very well and very convincingly. I won't spoil it for you, but I'll give you the intro from the first episode. I haven't even finished the first season, but this is one of those, I gotta watch the next one as soon as I'm done with work kind of things. The premise is, this girl is, excuse me, bit of the morning cobwebs shaking out. She's not that well off. She's a British, I can't remember what the term is that they use, but not a yob. But anyway, she and her brother are kind of in desperate measures for money. She snags about $10,000 worth of cocaine. She's here in the U.S. with her brother. And she steals it from her ex-boyfriend, who comes looking for it, obviously, $10,000. Maybe it was $15. I can't remember. The details are escaping me at the moment. But she's at the train station, and see someone who looks exactly like her step off the platform in front of a train or subway and obviously commit suicide. And she sees the purse laying there, grabs the purse, and goes and checks out the identity of this other person. And says, well, if she looks like me, then no one will question when I show up. And certainly that does happen. Nobody does question her, but she has to get into the role of this American counterpart. So she learns the accent by watching videos in the apartment and realizes, hey, this other girl's got a bank account of $75,000. That could solve a lot of my problems. But she can't get her hands on the money right away. And as the story unfolds, it gets more complex. And there are more characters. And you soon discover in the second and third episode that this is a deeper, more complex story than is first led to believe. She's got the girl who committed suicide. Her name was Beth. Well, Sarah is trying to step into Beth's life, and her boyfriend starts to suspect something's a little off. Obviously, she can't behave just like Beth, because she's got no frame of reference other than a few videos. And then she's got to go to Beth's job, and Beth is a police officer. And, of course, Sarah has had absolutely no police training, and it's kind of hard to hide that from your police partner. So it's very... I think it's very fascinating. I give this a solid 9. This is right up there. Like I said, I enjoy watching each episode as it as my time is available. So that is my review of Orphan Black. Good sci-fi stuff. Highly rated. Good story writing. Good characters. They don't feel plastic. The main actress is doing a wonderful job as a British girl, a Ukrainian girl, a soccer mom, an uptight soccer mom. I mean, it's not just the hairstyle they're changing, too. She changes her body language and her behaviors and everything to really fit this role. So I'm going to cut it there. My alarm just went off, said, hey, don't forget to make your Dog Days a podcasting thing. It's 7 a.m. So I have an alarm on my system all day if I don't do this. But I have for you... And
there's that music again. That means that's all for this time. So let me tell you how to get in touch with me if you're so inclined. My podcasts are at chuckchat.com, where they've been since 2004. More general information about me is at Chuck Tomasi. I assume you can spell Chuck, right? But Tomasi is T-O-M-A-S-I, and there you'll find links to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, books, career notes, and all that stuff. Some shows are recorded in a binary studio in sunny Phoenix, Arizona, and the rest are recorded on my phone using Boss Jock. I'm sure you can tell the difference just by listening. This show is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting, a challenge for podcasters to make a podcast a day for 30 days, about this time each year, August. Thanks to my friend and coworker Craig Stepp for coming up with the idea in 2012. For more information about the Dog Days of Podcasting, head over to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Thank you for listening, and I give you a binary high five. 101.